Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, I'm a little bit early today. This is Tuesday. I normally record these podcasts on a Wednesday, but I wanted to record today, this being April 23rd, 2024, because we have a big event just to add to the life-changing events we've been having for the last number of weeks, months, years, coming up tomorrow. So I wanted to have this information out there before the event so that you're aware of it, which I'm sure you are anyway. So firstly, let me just give thanks to each and every one of you. I am so delighted that people are loving these podcasts, passing them on. Lovely to meet people who've come for a soul reading to understand and remember their soul's contracts, and also our new members of our community. And all the information will be down below to contact me if you wish to be a part and experience a soul session or to be part of our community. So without further ado, here we are after probably, I actually find it hard to even come up with analogies or adjectives, I should say, to describe what's been going on for the past while. We knew 2024 at the beginning of the year would be a powerful year. In numerology, it is an 8 vibration because 2024 adds to an 8. So for the whole year from January 1st to the 31st of December 2024 is an 8 energy. And 8 is always to do with balance, equilibrium, as above, so below. It's usually associated with financial markets, business, law, politics, and all the above. Again, check out my podcast, April 2024 forecast for the year, apart from the monthly forecast that I do anyway, for each month. But we've just gone through, I feel like it's like a quantum leap. I just wanted to put that word in. Quantum leap from the 20th to the 21st of April, where we had Jupiter, the king of the gods and the king of expansiveness, and expands our awareness, came hand in hand with Uranus, who is the lightning striker, the dynamite, if you will, of the gods, and together in the sign of Taurus, which is about the earth, about its people, it's about its inhabitants, it's about the food chain, it's everything and above. And they came together between the 20th and 21st of April. And that really is just an initiation point. It's the lighting of the fuse, if you will, which will have a ripple effect for 14 years, because Jupiter and Uranus only come together every 14 years. And if you listen to my last podcast, you know, you'll hear all the information about what was happening. 14 years ago would have been 2010 to 2011. So look back in your life, what was going on then. And sometimes it can be regurgitated again. But for today, we're going to talk about this incredible full moon now coming up. Depending where you are in the world, it will be hitting our skies tomorrow morning, the 24th of the 4th, 2024, at 0049. Or it will be affecting the people on the west coast of America and so forth at 449. So lots of fours. And that'll be later today. But it'll be our time tomorrow morning because of the time difference. So a full moon, La Luna has always to do with situations, experiences, events being highlighted and being brought onto the spotlight, if you will. And this particular full moon is at 4 degrees of Scorpio. So there's an awful lot of fours there. Now, in numerology, the number 4 is always to do with the heart center. It's the giving and receiving of love. It also relates to boundaries, structures, rules. So probably similar to Saturn, really, in astrology, from what I know of. I never claimed to be an astrologer, ever. I'm a numerologist 27 years. I have an interest in astrology. I follow great astrologers. I take information and I create a story. And I'm very conscious of saying that. I never will say I'm an astrologer. I just tell a story. And with this in mind, the full moon at all those with the number 4, 2, 4, 0, 4, 2, 0, 2, 4 is very at 4 degrees, is very much helping us to understand that the structures, the systems, the ways of doing things, which, well, one can say have served or have not served humanity, are coming down. So this is about grassroots up. And the number 4 relates as well to the earth and to the ecosystems, to the weather patterns, to the trees, the plants, the flowers, the animal kingdom, the creatures of the air, the creatures of the oceans. So this is, everything's been put under the highlight, but particularly our food chain. So and we can see in these revolutionary times with Pluto, which is the god of the death and rebirth and the god of the underworld, is now in the sign of Aquarius until the 1st of September. And then it goes back for a little dalliance with Capricorn. And that'll probably rock the financial structures until about the 19th of November this year. And then it goes back into Aquarius for 20 years. So I'll be rocking in my rocking chair, but I hope I'm still rocking. So with that in mind, with all these structures and everything starting to be put under the spotlight, the moonlight, and this being a Scorpion full moon, we can certainly expect lots of revelations of secrets politically, financially, sexually. And it's really about people now gaining sovereignty, coming into their own power, the heart, breathing in through the heart, thinking with your heart, as opposed to what the systems and how we've been maybe from the time we're born coerced into the logistics. Now it's time to really open up the creative heart center, but the loving heart center. And really, with Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio, to just completely keep it on track. So think back to where you are and what was going on in your life back in October the 28th, 2023, when there was a lunar eclipse then in the sign of Scorpio. So what was going on then? So if there's any issues that are still sort of swimming around since then that need resolving, this is the time to do it over the next 24 hours. Now, of course, there's a ripple effect. We're still feeling and will be feeling the energy of the eclipses. It's said that the solar eclipse that happened in the United States on the 8th of April, it darkened out the sun for 4 minutes or thereabouts. And according to the wonderful work of Pam Gregory, who I adore, and her work, she spoke of it that for every minute that there was a darkness, it represents a year. So for 4 years, you can guarantee that there will be, certainly in the United States and North America, massive change and endings. So just thought I'd mention that. So this full moon, which will really bring up a lot of things that have been, you know, held underground, if you will, it's only 3 days at this point after the revolutionary Uranus and Jupiter conjunction. And we're starting to see the world through a different perspective, different lens. And it really is about us looking back on old karmic relationships, because we have a lot of things going on in the north and south nodes as well, which is the karmic debt, the karmic lessons we've come in to learn as a collective, but also as an individual. And this is about old karma being released, all ancestral healing taking place. And it actually goes back even just to last month, what happened in March 24th at the lunar eclipse as well. So the eclipses are still kind of the wild cards, and they're still bringing up, especially with the activation of a full moon in the sign of Scorpio, you can expect to hear some very interesting things coming out that have been hidden for a long time. And these kind of shock waves continue on, you know, as we have trickster Mercury is still in retrograde until April 25th, and it's still aligned with the karmic nodes. So that's to do with the collective karma, as I said. But it goes into its shadow period then, and until about May 13th, then it's rocking and rolling again. So that'll be good. So it's very obvious at the moment. A lot of us, our bodies are trying to keep up in many ways with the changes, the lunations, the fate and destiny being challenged. So it's really important that you try and stabilize your life amongst this chaos and really be aware of what serves and what no longer serves. And that's friendships, relationships, old karmic lessons. And this is a time for you, dear friend, at this time to create your own soul blueprint. That's what I would say. And the way to do that is to journal every morning, every evening, to read, you know, good quality books, go back to the basics, art, you know, going to galleries, going outside, obviously, you know, learn, going outside and hugging trees, walking in the grasses, swimming is a big one, learning either in person or online, and taking time to really connect in with the power of your soul and stay open to all revelations on a soul level, because I do feel this time is something we're never going to see again in our lifetimes. And it's not going to happen just overnight. This is going to take years to unfold. So this is about you figuring out what is your moral compass. What actions can you take? What relationships do you wish to attract in? You know, this is about truth telling. And with Pluto in Aquarius, as I say, on and off, it's to the next 20 years, it really will be, you'll see a lot more people coming together for the power of the people. You can see it all over the world. This is a revolutionary time and you are part of it. So make sure to make your wishes. I know new moons are more for that, but this is more about letting go as well. So make a wish and let go of what no longer serves. And remember that the number four is about the self-love. And it's about the love that you have for yourself is expanded out there in order for you to connect with like-minded people. It's about finding your tribe. But Scorpio is deeply emotive, kind of hides underneath and then comes out with a little snapping teeth or claws. So make sure that you, with Mercury especially, still in the retrograde and still in the shadow period, just breathe. Breathe before you say anything, and make sure that you, anything you say is done with love. Before I do a reading or a podcast, I ask that this words that I'm given are for the highest good and highest healing of all. So friends, if I can help you to uncover and discover your true soul blueprint and contract, please feel free to contact me down below. And if you wish to be part of our community, which is a beautiful community where I give a message every single day, just to inspire you, please feel free to do that too. Please feel free to share these podcasts far and wide so that people around the world can be a part of this magic time and great awakening. And so it is.